This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Uttarakhand, a devastating flash flood triggered by a cloudburst in the upper catchment area of the Kheer Ganga River caused large-scale destruction in Dharali village in Uttarkashi district today. Disaster management teams are actively engaged in relief and rescue operations at the site. Talking to media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, people are being relocated to safer places on a priority basis and the situation is being continuously monitored.
बादल फटने की अभी सूचना आई है और बहुत तेज गति से मलबा आया है पानी के साथ हमारा प्रयास है कि इस समय में सभी को जल्दी से जल्दी राहत के काम किए जाएं बचाव के कार्य किए जाएं जिला प्रशासन के लोग वहां पहुंच रहे हैं साथ में हमारी सेना के लोग एनडीआरएफ एसडीआरएफ आपदा प्रबंधन विभाग लगातार कोशिश कर रहा है हमारी सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है कि सभी को इस समय राहत की जाए सभी को बचाया जाए और हर प्रकार से जानमाल की सुरक्षा की जाए
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Uttarakhand and Western Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jinnamani said red alert has been issued in these states. He also said that heavy rainfall is also expected in parts of Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. In Tamil Nadu, a 25-member NDRF personnel team was sent to Ooty in Nilgiri's district as there has been continuous downpour in the Western Ghats. India and the Philippines today announced entering into a strategic partnership after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi. The two countries also exchanged 9 MOUs after the meeting between the two leaders. The MOUs include strategic partnership between India and the Philippines, treaty on mutual legal assistance in criminal matter, defense, science and technology, among others. Addressing the media, Prime Minister Modi said the two leaders held wide-ranging talks during their meeting. He asserted that the strengthening of defense relations was a symbol of deep mutual trust between the two nations.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है
Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the Philippines government and the president for strongly condemning Pahalgam attack and standing with India in its fight against terrorism. Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. thanked the Indian government for the hospitality. He said that both India and the Philippines have agreed to level up collaborations in defense and security. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were today stalled following uproar by the opposition parties over various issues including demand for discussion on special intensive revision SIR exercise of electoral roll conducted in Bihar. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed an adjournment before finally being adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition parties started sloganeering and trooped into the well. The presiding officer said the government is ready for discussion on every issue. Amid din, Lok Sabha passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the state of Goa Bill 2024. However, protesting members continued with their protest, leading to adjournment of the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha as well. Amid din, the Rajya Sabha adopted the statutory resolution regarding the extension of president's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months, with effect from the 13th of this month with a voice vote. As the noisy scene continued in upper house, the chair adjourned the house for the day. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by the NDP MPs for the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. A resolution was also passed unanimously by NDA MPs on the success of these operations by lauding the role of armed forces and their unwavering commitment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.